This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on a Tuesday where May gets a little crazy with all the things that are going on. Danny out of studio today, but we have jam-packed the show with many special guests. We'll be kind of all over the world talking from football with the Huskers to baseball with the Royals to district track coming up this week. Ron Blaze from Shelton is going to talk about district track as they compete at one of the meets in the area that we'll be covering this week. District track, of course, is tomorrow and Thursday. A&D tomorrow, B&C on Thursday. We'll catch up with Luke Hochever, one of the newest starting pitchers for the Kansas City Royals. He is expected to join us in our last segment today, coming off a win on Saturday against Cleveland. Very impressive win, and we'll talk to him about that and where the Royals are and what he can expect at his next start against Baltimore. And coming up shortly on the program, we're going to catch up with Nebraska linebacker Tyler Wortman out of Grand Island, a graduate of Central Catholic. Here's a kid that has just one letter coming into this year and now is going to be named a starter going into fall, according to Coach Bo Pelini and his staff. And it'll be interesting because Tyler's kind of been thrown into the fire here. Not a lot of microphones have been stuck in Tyler's face until spring ball. And after the spring game, we got a chance to hear a couple comments from Tyler, I think, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But everybody wanted to talk to him. He was there in the post-game press conference when they only bring three or four players. And Tyler Wortman and Todd Peterson were both in the post-game press conference to address the media. He is on the Brooke Behringer academic citizenship team, is the name of that. And it just shows you that Wortman is doing all the right things off the field, and now he's going to get a chance to do all the right things on the field. And it'll be interesting to chat with him. He has been on the academic honor roll three times for the Big 12, four-time Big 12 commissioners, fall academic, three-time spring, and he'll probably be four when this spring wraps down. First team all-academic, all-Big 12 last year as well. So smart kid, and we'll be looking forward to talk to him. You can give us a call anytime, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have an email or a question for any of our guests, Wortman or Luke Hochever or Ron Blaze, you can go ahead and shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox. We'll be glad to pass that along and get some comments as well from you, the listener. Always glad to have you along with us. Tomorrow on the show, I want to let you know that Texas A&M coach Rob Childress will be joining us. I'll be on location in Bertrand. Daddy will be in studio, and we'll catch up with A&M coach Rob Childress among our guests. Now, today, pretty much everything is quiet. State soccer begins tomorrow. District track begins tomorrow. You've got golf tournaments. Maybe the last regular season golf tournament for some schools might be going on today. Grand Island, exciting fashion, winning the A5 district baseball tournament last night. Seven-inning games in high school, scored two in the top of the seventh to take a 4-3 lead. Then Husker recruit Cash Kalkowski came in relief, got the save, mowed him down, 1-2-3. Third-ranked Millard North, it appears, will receive a wild card, and Grand Island will go to state for the fourth time in 6 years since establishing the baseball program. Very, very impressive. Congratulations to Coach Rick Kissick and the crew. Of course, we had the coach on last week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you missed any of the interviews or any of the talk that we've had on the Doug and Daddy Show, go back and catch it for the first time or catch it again on the Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the blog, or excuse me, click on the podcast, Cunningham's Journal's insignia there, and you'll be able to pick up any show for the past 2 or 3 months. And a lot of talk still, And there's an article today by Dale Miller in the Grand Island Independent. And we've had a couple of emails overnight about the name change for the storm. And again, in case you missed this, the Tri-City Storm announcing officially last Friday that they are going to be changing the name to the Nebraska Storm. They are changing the colors to gold and other stuff. And you can check that out on their website, stormhockey.com. And still a few emails coming in. Jason saying that they're sending out to area newspapers regarding the storm's decision to change the name and colors. A lot of folks are unhappy about that. And although you may go to a storm game, and we mentioned that numbers overall are declining, the core that is there now, four Storm fans, that's a good, solid core group of fans. And they love the Storm, and they try to get to all 30 home games if they can throughout the regular season. So don't forget that, I mean, there is a good core group of Storm fans, and that is who we still have going on, trying to voice their opinion and maybe have this changed a little bit to stay with the tradition. And again, if you're just talking 8 years for the Tri-City Storm, you know, they are just building their tradition. They've just laid that foundation. They've just laid that base, as we've talked about here on the show the last few days since that announcement came out. We'll talk a lot more baseball, and we'll let you know where the conference tournaments are seated. The GPAC announced their all-conference baseball teams yesterday. Hastings College did very well as well in that. But right now, we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, of course, minus Daddy today, and I know he's very sad about this, because anytime we talk Husker football, he's pretty geeked up. We are pleased to be joined by Tyler Wertman, starting linebacker for the Huskers out of Grand Island Central Catholic, going to be entering his senior season. And Tyler, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
How's it going?
Well, it's going great, and glad to have you on. And I think we were talking a little bit before the show here. You know, you've been thrown into the spotlight here, a lot of microphones stuck in front of your face, especially after the spring game, because of the way things have transpired here, the coaching change and your improvement. Has that been harder to adjust to, or has the coaching staff been harder to adjust to?
Change in coaching staff is a kind of a different deal, but it was needed, and really excited that it happened, and looking forward to the fall.
I want to go all the way back to getting a chance to watch you play and call a couple of your games when you played some teams, Friday Night Football here in the area back at Central Catholic. You and Todd Peterson both went on, and at that time, not much was thought about Bill Callahan coming in and not really bringing in a lot of Nebraska kids. And boy, look where both you guys are right now. Did you ever, I have to think, there had to be a moment where you were going, I don't think this is ever going to work out.
There were doubts, but just kind of kept looking forward to the future and knowing that things are going to be all right.
Tyler, take me through the process to decide to go to Nebraska. What was all involved with that?
It wasn't too big of a deal. I mean, in between junior and senior year, I went to the Husker football camp up here and did really well, and the coaches were interested in me, and they started recruiting. Me and Todd both, and then the coaching staff changed, and we weren't sure what was going to happen, but we knew that, I mean, both of us knew that where we wanted to go was to play for the Huskers, because that had been our dreams ever since we were little. And then the new coaching staff got a hold of us, and we were both pretty excited to be able to come walk on and play for the Huskers.
What was that like? Take us back to the first time that, I don't know if it was Coach Callahan or one of his assistants got a hold of you. What did they tell you about still being interested in you coming to Lincoln?
They just called us up and told us that they wanted us to, that they liked us, and they really wanted us to be a part of this team. And which was actually really special, because I think they only took like six walk-ons or something like that. So like we were kind of the top guys for the walk-on spots.
Tyler Wertman, Nebraska linebacker out of Grand Island Central Catholic, joining us here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Was it, and I know you still got probably the biggest year of your college career still ahead of you here coming up this fall, has it been what you thought it would be? Because a lot of folks obviously are saying things were a lot different here the last 4 years in Lincoln. How different was it from maybe what you thought it would be?
It was just really hard when you're losing a lot of games, when you grew up and watched the Huskers not lose hardly any games, you know, and that's pretty tough, but just kept working hard, knew that everything's going to be good.
Tyler Wertmann joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Ron in Grand Island, who's one of our biggest listeners and always knows the Grand Island kids in and out, talks about actually wants to know about the leg injury that you suffered during your first year. Take us back through that and what it took to overcome it. He's kind of comparing it to what happened to Matt Herrion.
It was really tough. I mean, it was something I'd never gone through, a major injury like that before. It actually happened right the same week that Matt got hurt. But it was just so hard to get over. It took me way longer than they thought to rehab it and get it back in good shape to play on and everything. And that really slows you down, and especially when you just came in and the coaches are looking at everybody, all the younger guys, and you can't be out there with all the younger guys, you know, participating on scout team and everything like that. So just kind of set me back a little bit, but it ended up all right in the end. So
kind of just finishing up some thoughts here from the email, Tyler. He says, besides being a good football player, he's an exceptional student, and we're proud of his determination to stay with it. That's why the walk-on program is so important to Nebraska football and will continue to be down the road. They want it more than most guys who would have quit if they had suffered the injury that Tyler did, Ron in Grand Island. What about the walk-on program, and what about the thoughts of being able to stick with it, whereas maybe some of the guys that were coming in weren't that type of athlete?
When you're playing as a walk-on, they're not paying for your school or anything like that. You're playing, and I'm not saying that none of the scholarship guys don't love the game or anything, but when you're a walk-on, you have to love the game because you're not getting all the extra benefits and everything like that. You're just playing because you love football and you love Nebraska football.
Well, before we get into what happened this spring and what you're expecting this fall, you are pretty damn smart. What's going on? Let the folks. You got almost every academic award you can probably get from the Big 12 and the school. Let the folks know about your major and what you're looking to do after college.
I'm a mechanical engineering major. Not quite sure exactly what I want to do after college. There's a couple options out there, but I'm looking into like some biomedical device engineering and stuff like that. So.
Once again, a kid smarter than anybody in this studio. Well, that's great news. That's great news, Tyler.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'll let you know that the next time we're down in Lincoln chatting with you. Hey, take me through the spring. We got to hear some of your comments after the spring game. Just your overall thoughts from where you were going into spring practice day one and where you, and maybe comment on where the team was coming after the spring game.
Going into spring practice was kind of, everyone was even because it was brand new defense. The coaches didn't know really anything about any of the guys. They said they weren't watching a whole lot of film from last year. And with linebacker, we didn't even have a whole lot of guys that had been on the playing field and had a lot of time. So he said he was going to start everyone even, and that's kind of how we went. We just kind of worked through things, learned the new defense, the main things and everything like that, which was good. It's kind of difficult for me because I had class 2 out of the 4 days a week that we had practice. So I kind of had to work around that. I was missing practice and missing class every now and then, which made it difficult, especially with new coaches. You want to be able to let them see you out on the field and see what you can do. But just kept doing well, and the coaches were really liking me. Got bumped up to that number one spot. And was working with the ones, and then a spring game came, and I just had a great spring game. It's exactly how I wanted it to be, so I was really happy with that. And I think, as for the team, everyone caught on to the new defense, and the offense was pretty much the same, but everyone was able to get it going together and do well.
Tyler Wertmann joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What was said a lot going into spring was that linebacker was one of those spots that was either weak or just didn't have a lot of depth, and then Cody Glenn gets moved right over there. Your thoughts when you knew that Cody was going to come over, and then your thoughts now because it looks like he's going to be right there next to you.
I'm really excited. Cody is a tremendous athlete. I mean, you could probably stick him out there at any position. He'd be able to do it. and he's smart too, so he can catch on to stuff. So I'm just really happy that he's over here helping us out.
What about what's to go this summer and into the fall? What did Coach Pelini, what did your defensive coaches stress as maybe the one or two most important things between now and when you get ready for spring ball in August or fall ball in August?
We're just not going to stop just because spring ball is over with. You know, we're not going to take the summer off. We have a lot ahead of us. I mean, there's still a lot of stuff that we need to learn with the new defense and everything. So over the summer and into fall camp, we're just going to keep working on everything and getting everything down so we'll be ready to do well in the fall.
And what are the odds that you create a turnover on the first play of the regular season?
I don't know. We had went over that there was going to be an option, an old school option like that, and I knew my job was to play the quarterback, and I just got up on him right away, and he didn't pitch it soon enough, and I got a piece of it, knocked it down, and got on it. So it was good. It's a great way to start off the game.
Tyler, last minute, we'll let you get out of here. Everybody wants to know. They don't know what to take out of that spring game as far as a general fan. Everybody is fired up about Bo Pelini coming in as the coach. But nobody knows with the scaled-back spring game if everybody played well, if everything was scaled back, if nobody played well. And I'm not asking for a prediction here as far as how your season is going to go, but just your feeling maybe overall what fans should expect this fall.
I think they should expect great things. I mean, everyone on this team wants the best for Husker football, and we're going to, like right now, we're not anywhere as close to where we need to be, but we're going to continue working hard, and we'll get there, and we'll be able to, we're going to compete with everybody that we play and do really well.
And have you had the opportunity to lay a lick on Todd coming over the middle in a pass route?
Not yet, but I'm waiting for that moment.
Has that been discussed a little bit?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
All right. Well, it sounds great, Tyler. Hopefully we can catch up with you again as the season gets a little bit closer. And congratulations on the great progress. And keep hitting the books, buddy. We appreciate the time.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Tyler. Tyler Wertmann on the Doug and Daddy Show joining us. Nebraska starting linebacker out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Great kid. Heard all kinds of good things about Tyler, and best of luck. Glad that we could catch up with him and have him on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Any thoughts, any comments about what Tyler had to say? Always Husker football on the table. You can shoot us an email to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, it's Tuesday. That means Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming your way. Plus, we're going to talk with Luke Hochever from the Kansas City Royals, one of the newest starting pitchers who was a number one overall draft pick a couple of years ago. And we're going to talk a little district track with Ron Blaze over at Shelton. He's seen enough meets. He knows what's going to be going on. We'll chat with him as well. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did your lawn get attacked by grubs last year? We can make the attack of the grubs a distant memory with our lawn care program. Call our full-time staff today for a free estimate. You won't believe our prices. Keeping central Nebraska lawns beautiful for almost 40 years. Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
As a professional contractor, some things are a given. You need the right products, you need the right prices, and you need the Home Depot. We have extended hours and convenient locations, so wherever your job site is, we're close by and open. And our price match guarantee will meet and beat any lower price by 10%. In other words, we have everything you need to grow your business. At the Home Depot, you can do it, we can help. Now through May 7th, get 20% off select special order doors and windows. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
You'll do lots of driving this summer, so this is the time to take advantage of a special offer on innovative Goodyear tires. Visit a participating Goodyear retailer and get up to a $50 rebate by mail-in offer with the purchase of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $100 when purchased on the Goodyear credit card. And ask about special Goodyear credit card financing. Goodyear, get there. Rebate offer valid May 3rd through May 31st, 2008. Visit GoodyearTires.com or participating Goodyear retailer for mail-in rebate form and complete details. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. Goodyear credit card purchase is subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see occasional sunshine along with some cloudiness across the area today with a chance of some scattered showers and storms developing. Highs stay in the mid-70s with south winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy. More shower and storm activity is possible with a low near 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 66.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox. Home of the Arma lining is the Dent Popper. Whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper could protect it with a spray-on bed liner. And, of course, as the weather gets nicer and you go out and see that you're going to be out, getting the boat out, getting the golf cart out, or rolling around in the truck or Jeep, you'll say, trying to do a lot of work. Maybe I don't want to mess this thing up. Well, stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. That's the Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. Coming up on the program, we're going to be talking to Ron Blaze, the head track coach at Shelton, and we are scheduled in the final segment of the show today to talk with our first Royal since the regular season got underway. Of course, had him here when the caravan rolled through town and had wanted to talk to Royals baseball in the spring season. But right now, Luke Hochever is going to join us to talk about his first couple of starts here in 2008. And that brings us to today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in the past 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card at 1-888-455-ESPN. What college did Luke Hochever attend? What college did Luke Hochever, the rookie pitcher for the Kansas City Royals, attend? Of course, he was a number one draft pick. What college did Luke Hochever attend? 1-888-455-ESPN. The first correct answer will receive a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Want to talk about a couple other things that will be going on. Speaking of track, UNK is competing in the RMAC. Sophomore Brandon Carlin, school record throw on the hammer, led the UNK track and field team. In the team race, both Wilbur squads are third. The men have 54 points. Adams State leads it with 82, Western State with 65. On the women's side, Western State 80, Adams 56, UNK 47. Also winning the gold on Monday, February freshman Drew Onan in the discus, and UNK got a third-place effort by Jared Holt in that. A senior Andrew Smith, runner-up in the decathlon. And finally, for the Loper men, Josh Hofer turned in the second-best time in the 400 prelims. Going on, and so a whole lot more is going on the women's side. Shayna Fruit claimed the high jump title. Kelly Dring finished second in the long jump with a career best leap of 19.8 1/4, and a sophomore, Amanda Geiling of Adams State, won that, going about 3 inches farther. UNK picked up a variety of points in other events as well. That continues today going on in Colorado. We do have a winner for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
We do. Aaron from Grand Island knew it. Tennessee, the correct answer.
A volunteer, Luke Hochever. And for Aaron in Grand Island, he is the winner of a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. He'll stop by Zeke Carey and the gang for USDA Choice Steaks, fresh ground beef, freshest smoke and brat, right out of the smokehouse, the brats. Oh, it's unbelievable the selection that they have for you. Stop by and see them today right across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney here on Highway 30. A couple of other things that we do want to mention as far as what's going on in the wide, wide world. The USHL Clark Cup playoffs were evened last night at a game apiece as Omaha takes a 2-0 victory over Waterloo. And so that evens that series at a game apiece. The third game of this best-of-five series will be at Waterloo Wednesday. Game four will be Friday. And if necessary, they will travel back to Omaha for a fifth and deciding game on Saturday. In the NHL, there were no games last night. Tonight, both conference finals get underway. Dallas at Detroit in the West, Philadelphia at Pittsburgh in the East. In the NBA tonight, Cleveland is at Boston for the first game of that series. Last night, Detroit beat Orlando 100-93. Talked a lot about the clock controversy in that game here on ESPN Radio this morning. And New Orleans thumped San Antonio 102-84. I mean, do you have to start thinking that the Hornets are going to win the NBA title? I mean, they are not just beating the defending champions. They are drumming the defending champions. I mean, that's an 18-point win over the defending NBA champions. It's interesting to see what they're doing in Vegas, how that line continues to drop as the Hornets continue to do some great things. We had Tyler Wertmann on earlier in the program. Nebraska has picked up oral commitments in both football and volleyball for 2009, the third for each squad. The latest oral commitment for the Husker football team is defensive tackle Thaddeus Randall out of Houston, 6'1", 255-pounder. Say he's got good leverage, uses his hands well, and has a lot of work on each play, shows determination, works hard every play, choosing the Huskers over the likes of Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, TCU, Houston, and others. And in volleyball, I believe we may have mentioned this yesterday, Megan Pendergrass comes out of Texas, expected to be a libero for the Husker volleyball team. Husker baseball team is up to number 5 in this week's Baseball America Top 25 rankings after a perfect 4-0 non-conference week. 36-8 overall. Miami is number 1, followed by North Carolina, Arizona State, Florida State. Huskers are 5th. Texas A&M, who has unbelievably won their last 15 conference games in a row. They were 3-3 in the conference. Now they're 18-3. They are still 9th behind the Huskers. Oklahoma State, who took 2 games from A&M earlier this year, is 10th. And Missouri is 15th, and tickets are going fast, according to the folks in Lincoln, for this weekend series between the Huskers and Aggies at Haymarket Park. If you want more information, you can go to Huskers.com or call 1-800-8-BIG-RED, 1-800-8-BIG-RED. And one final note, Jojon Jacquet and Pat Morey of Hastings, first team all-conference, second team to Brett Compliment over at Hastings College. Well, as we mentioned, district track and field competitions will be getting underway across the state of Nebraska tomorrow in classes A and D, and then classes B and C will be run Thursday across the state of Nebraska. And among the teams that are looking to do some very good things that we'll see tomorrow running at Bertrand is Shelton, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of Shelton Track, Ron Blaze, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Doug.
How's it going?
It's going okay.
All right. Now, I'm looking at this forecast for tomorrow. 55, if we're lucky, we might have to run through some raindrops. How will that affect what happens tomorrow?
Well, you know, we've been battling Mother Nature a little bit here the last couple of weeks, so hopefully we're all going to be prepared for it.
How hard has this season been? And I think this question pops up quite a bit. I guess I don't remember that last year was too bad, but for the most part, you always have to battle through some early season weather problems. Well, this year, with talking with some of the coaches, you're able to find time to maybe run a meet, but you're having a harder time practicing. What's it been like for your crew?
Well, we've worn out the hallways a little bit running here at Shelton, so taking a lot of wax off the floors. Our janitors probably aren't real happy with us, but we've been able to to do some things inside, and our kids have kept a pretty good attitude with that.
Ron Blaze, Shelton track coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, let's talk about your team. What have you been most pleased with so far this season?
Well, I think on the girls' side, we've been really happy with how our sprinters have done and middle distance. Right now, Callie Brannigan is rated in the 100 and 200 in state, and we've got Lexi Brand in the 400. Callie's also in the 400. Got some 800 runners, Vanessa Resch and Emily Hahn, that'll should do well tomorrow also.
Where are some of the spots that you see as you kind of look at some of these teams? And let's face it, if I'm on base here, most of these teams and districts you probably haven't seen much of this year.
We were able to see Loomis last week at the Elm Creek meet. We took some relays over to Lexington a couple weeks ago. So we did see Bertrand over there. But, yeah, for the most part, we haven't. But it's going to be, on paper, it looks like it's going to be very close. Bertrand's got some really good athletes there with the Taha girl and Loomis. They've got some good sprinters there, the Hunhoff girl and Bergman girl. And they've also got some pretty good sprinters down there at Wilcox, too.
If you're looking at trying to set up athletes to put them in the right spot just to get to get to Omaha, where do you see maybe a couple of those borderline events for your kids?
Well, I think Cali looks good in the 100 and 200. We're not sure yet on what we're going to do with in the 400. We might have her there, might have her mile relay. Still haven't really made the decision. Some of that's going to happen in the scratch meeting tomorrow. We'll see what some of the other teams are doing. We've got a freshman girl, Vanessa Resch, who has really knocked off a lot of time of late in the 800. I think she's got a chance to get down there. Again, depending on who ends up running in the 800 and who doesn't, that ought to be an interesting race.
Let's take a look at the boys' side. I know the numbers as far as points in all the meets this year probably haven't kept up with what the girls have been doing, but give me a little preview of what you're hoping for from your boys tomorrow.
Well, I think for the boys, Cody Webben has done a really good job this year as our hurdler. He's rated in the top six in state in the highs, and we just kind of started him about mid-year with his 300s, and he's done pretty well in those also. Another event for us that I think we could possibly do well in is the 3200 relay. We've got some guys that have been bringing their times down of late, so hopefully we'll be in the mix there.
Obviously, the goal, Omaha State, and what you can do there. Big picture, you mentioned that Cali's one of those kids that has some times that can compete for a pretty good medal maybe down at Omaha. Have you mapped that out yet? Do you think you can get some points down there?
I think we can. Just in looking at where Cali sits and where some of our relays sit, I think we really could, but we got to get the job done tomorrow first.
Ron Blaze, Shelton track coach, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we let you get out of here, what's the most important thing when you attack a district track meet in your mind?
Well, I think the big picture is trying to get your kids down to state. If you don't get the effort tomorrow at district, you're not going to see it. It's a long time until you get a chance to run again. So we'll try to have our kids, really be focused on their events. We've tried to point them in the right direction here over the last 2-3 weeks, explain to them, what needs to be done, and hopefully we'll come in tomorrow with that right frame of mind.
And Ron, before we let you get out of here, Shelton has, we've talked about cycles in sports, in schools. Some people have, you have an up period, you have a down period, and I know that right now a lot of good feelings, I think, in Shelton about where everybody is going with their athletic programs, especially the way the girls have had some success here the last couple of years. Are we going to see that continue here?
I think so. Our junior high girls track program, they're at a meet today. They just left a little while ago, but I think in the four previous meets that they've been in, they've won all four. So things are looking pretty good on that end, and our junior high boys have been pretty successful too. They've won a couple of meets this year and have placed pretty high in those also. So that's a credit to our junior high program.
So do we bring an umbrella or sunscreen tomorrow?
I'm hoping the sunscreen, but you better pack both.
Ron, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will see you in Bertrand tomorrow.
You bet, Doug. Thanks for all the coverage this year.
You bet, bud. Ron Blaze, track coach. And does so much more, as many of the coaches around the listening area do from Shelton. Tomorrow that meet is at Bertrand, and I've got the schedule right here in front of us about if you're headed over. We will have updates on our sister station, Power 99 FM, throughout the day. The field events begin at 10 a.m., and then the running events with the 3200 relay begin at 11:30 in the morning. The finals are scheduled to begin at 2:30. Field events, first set at 10, second set at 1:30, and then most of the prelims are in that first session, except for the 3200 relay and the 400-meter dash and the 3200-meter run. Most of that stuff goes on in the first session, and then that second session running events begins at 2:30. Almost identical, start a half hour earlier when we go over to Elm Creek on Thursday. Teams involved tomorrow over at Bertrand, besides the hosts, Arcadia, Litchfield, Loomis, Overton, Pleasanton, Shelton, Silver Lake, Sumner, Eddyville Miller, and Wilcox Hildreth. We are going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and coming up in just a little bit, Luke Hochever, starting pitcher for the Kansas City Royals, will join us. That and more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
I spent over $2,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays, and nothing would help.
Healthy dogs don't
do drugs. Healthy dogs do dynamite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, the enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
859-428-1000.
My vet was completely blown away. DINOVITE.com.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Gold Bond Body Powder for your, you know, whether you're working out or just holding down the couch. You're a guy, and unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
ABC Drug and Gift would like to congratulate the class of 2008 graduates. Stop in to find that perfect graduation gift. Don't forget ABC Drug and Gift for Mother's Day. Find the perfect gift, like a Foundation Angel figurine for your mom. With family, faith, and home, the Foundations for Life Angels are the perfect gift. You'll always find something unique at ABC Drug and Gift, your Health Mart Pharmacy, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
Hi, I'm Gary Stratman.
I'm Steve O'Brien. A well-appointed funeral home may not seem very important today, but on the day it's needed, it means everything. At O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations, you're always assured of the highest quality of service and best possible surroundings. For added convenience, O'Brien Stratman also offers a large community room with full dining capabilities and plenty of off-street parking. Count on O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations. The better facilities, the better service, the better value. Serving Kearney and the surrounding area.
This is Hotshot Branch of the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see occasional sunshine, along with some cloudiness across the area today, with a chance of some scattered showers and storms developing. Highs stay in the mid-70s with south winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy. More shower and storm activity is possible with a low near 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Daddy out on assignment today, or whatever it is he does when he's not here. He will be back in studio tomorrow. I will be joining you via phone from Bertrand tomorrow and Elm Creek Thursday, where District Track will be going on. But enjoy the beautiful weather today while you can. Get out and play some golf at Prairie Hills, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. It's unbelievable how nice it is. So you can get off the simulator and you can get out and play at Prairie Hills. The address says Pleasanton, but they're just 10 minutes away from Kearney. One that will challenge your golf skills, yet if you got a little slice or a little hook, or a major one, but in the shallow rough, it'll go ahead and hold the ball and let you enjoy your round. They've got a little bit of everything on that golf course for everyone. Full service bar and snacks to cap off your day. And, of course, the layout, beautiful for you. Go to PrairieHillsGolf.com for more information. You can check out their website. You can check out their membership fees. Call for a tee time, whether you want 9 or 18, or if you want to have it a weekend outing, they'd be glad to let you get set up for that. And, of course, even though they have golf on league nights, that doesn't close the whole course. They only use half of the course on league nights, leaving the other half of the course open for you. So you can find room to golf even on league nights at Prairie Hills Golf Course, just 10 minutes north of Kearney. You can go to PrairieHillsGolf.com. A couple of other things we want to pass along to you. We told you about the latest Nebraska football recruit. UNK baseball tomorrow gets into the RMAC tournament. Weather permitting, they will get things underway at 3:30 Central Time. Mesa State is hosting the tournament. The Lopers, the 4 seed. Regis, the 3 seed, playing at 3:30. Mesa, the top seed, gets New Mexico Highlands. And Metro State, the 2 seed, will pick up on Colorado Mines. And that gets underway tomorrow. And we're going to talk a little more baseball with you right now here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are pleased to welcome for the first time to the Doug and Daddy Show starting pitcher for the Kansas City Royals, and of course the answer to our trivia question earlier today on the Doug and Daddy Show, out of the University of Tennessee and now wearing the blue and white of the Kansas City Royals, Luke Hochever joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Luke, thanks for the time and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Well, we're glad to have you on. As we got a little Tennessee fight in the background there, tell us about there's been a long road from the University of Tennessee to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Has it all finally settled down for you?
Finally. It has. Yeah, it's been quite a journey, but luckily everything's worked out, for the best, and now I'm in a good situation here in Kansas City and trying to get things rolling here.
What's maybe the one thing you took out of this whole experience the last couple years that maybe will help you as your career continues?
That baseball's a crazy business. there are a lot of lessons that I was able to learn, going through that experience and being questioned, your abilities being questioned, your character being questioned. When things like that you take so much pride into are questioned and are doubted, it makes them just that much stronger. And so in all reality, I really think that going through it, it was tough going through it, but then again, I don't think I'd trade it for anything, for the lessons that I learned and ended up in the organization that I'm in right now. The situation that I'm in. So, altogether it's been quite a blessing.
Luke Hochever joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Was it just frustrating more than anything knowing that you knew where you should be, you just couldn't get it worked out in like you said, in the crazy world of baseball?
It's tough. To kind of sit there and let things happen that are out of your control, and especially having control of your whole career, ever since the time you was a little kid, a big thanks to Scott Boris, who just helped me, just talk to me, whenever I needed to, and, really helped me hang in there, and, just gave me the assurance that everything was going to get done, which, ultimately it did, and, the one thing that he just continually assured me with was talent always wins. It doesn't matter what kind of mess you're in right now, talent always wins, and he's like, you just got to go out and trust that, and so I kind of carried that into the independent leagues. And, just went out and trusted my stuff and, competed. So, but it was tough. It wasn't no ride in the park.
Well, let's get to the good stuff, and that's your last two starts here with the Kansas City Royals. The first one with Oakland, then you come out and two six-inning performances against Toronto and Cleveland. Let's start there with the six innings. Are they still trying to keep you at a low pitch count, low inning count early on in the season?
When I first came up, I hadn't thrown, I don't think I've thrown more than 84 pitches. And then my first outing against Cleveland, I think I got stretched out to about 100 or 90. And then after that, they just kind of gave me the reins and, let me go. I think I hit a pitch count or my pitch limit got up there in those last two outings. To where, it was, time to go to the bullpen or, kind of getting in that red zone of pitch numbers. But, for the most part, it's an adjustment and, sometimes it takes a little more pitches to get these guys out.
Luke Hochever, the Kansas City Royals, pleased that we have a few minutes with him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Royals getting ready to continue their series with the Angels tonight here on ESPN Radio. And if I've got this right, your next start will be against Baltimore this week?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct.
Tell me a little bit about who you've kind of latched on to, even though it's still pretty early there in Kansas City. Who's given you the most advice, maybe on and off the field?
I feel like I'm really lucky to be in this organization because there's so many good veterans on the club that that aren't afraid to take a young guy under their wing and help them learn. Help them learn the ropes and kind of show them, the do's and don'ts, about pitching up here. And, pitchers such as Gilmesh, Brian Bannister, who had a lot of success last year, Zach Greinke, Brett Tomko, you know, some of the bullpen guys, Jimmy Gobble, you know, a lot of those guys have been really good, you know, for me, of, you know, taking the time and sitting down and talking with me and, you know, kind of helping me along. And then obviously our pitching coach, Bob McClure, who's outstanding. You know, I mean, I have a lot of resources to learn from. And so, you know, I just gotta, I mean, try to collect as much information as possible because, I mean, all the guys that I'm getting it from have been extremely successful at the big league level. So, you know, and that's really big of them to do that and take time out of their day to, you know, to worry about a little runt like me.
Well, I look like a pretty big fireballer to us. And, Luke, it's been kind of an exciting roller coaster, if you will, first 5 weeks of the season for the Royals. They catch everybody's attention by starting the season pretty red hot, taking care of Detroit right out of the gate, who was a lot of people's World Series selection, and then 7-game losing streak, and now you guys have kind of bounced back from that. You're home with last night, the first game of a 10-game homestand. What's the feeling been like? Have you guys been emotional in the first month already, or are you just glad that you're not 10 games out going into May?
No, you know, it's been a lot of fun, you know, because the emotion and the energy in the dugout and the clubhouse and, you know, the attitude, you know, in both those has been awesome. I mean, everybody is super positive, you know, never, you know, when we went on that skid, nobody ever, you know, kind of hung their heads and, you know, everybody stayed positive and stayed energetic and, you know, that comes from the top, you know, with Trey Hillman, who is exactly that, you know, energetic and positive, and the coaching staff that goes along with him, you know, they do an outstanding job, especially, you know, with the young club, as we are, of, you know, getting guys up and getting guys, you know, ready to play, and, you know, it's fun on this team because it doesn't matter, you know, if a guy's scuffling, if a guy is dominating, you know, he has the same energy and he has the same, you know, positive effect on the team, which, you know, just makes the club whole, that much better. And, you know, when you get on those skids, it makes it that much easier to bounce back.
Luke, always like to ask, especially the younger athletes when we get a chance to have them on from the professional ranks. I mean, we've all had those dreams as a little kid. So far, for you, what's been the neatest thing about the whole major league experience, and maybe something that you've been waiting to do? Whether it's see Yankee Stadium or a stadium or face some certain batter. What's kind of something that made you step back and go, you know what, I'm in the major leagues. This is pretty cool.
I think every day that I walk into the clubhouse or walk out on the field to stretch, you know, it's kind of it still hasn't set in yet. You know, of, you know, hey, you know, I'm a big leaguer. You know, it's pretty surreal, and I mean, last year when I was up, you know, it was the same thing. But you know, I think, you know, just going in every day and having the opportunity that I have, you know, is a lot of fun. And I mean, I don't think I'd trade it for anything. But you know, yeah, playing in Yankee Stadium, stuff like that, you know, is exciting. But yeah, Kauffman Stadium is good enough for me.
Finally, Luke, before we let you get out of here, man, the last three pitching performances by the Royals have just been outstanding, starting with you Saturday, shutout Sunday, shutout going into the ninth inning last night. Any reason for this? Or are we going to see that continue tonight with, I believe, Brian on the mound?
Well, I mean, Banny's been pitching really well. He had a I wouldn't say that he pitched bad in Texas. He more or less ran into some really bad weather with winds blowing out like crazy. But, you know, I think that, you know, our staff has the opportunity and the potential to go out and post, you know, one of the best ERAs in the league. You know, I mean, watching these guys pitch and learn from these guys, I mean, they make it look so easy. And, I mean, from starting pitching to the bullpen. And I think we got a chance to be really, really good.
Well, Luke, we look forward to continued coverage of the Royals. We appreciate you giving us some time here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. And best of luck to you and the Royal Blue in Kansas City.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Luke. Luke Hochever, starting pitcher for the Kansas City Royals out of Tennessee and University of Tennessee, and has had two good outings his last two starts. He will get the nod next time later this week against Baltimore. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do so, though, we want to let you know when it's time and you're kind of getting off of the Luke Hochever interview here and you're thinking baseball, think, oh, I haven't ordered our uniforms yet. I need to get hats. Little League is right around the corner. I'm not ready. Just take it easy. Take it easy. Steve, that's right, both Steves and the gang at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, they're ready for you. You don't think they see people coming in pulling their hair out all the time? You should see some of the people that they've worked with. That's right. They come in, they're pulling out their hair. By the time they leave, everything is taken care of. If you need Little League or Legion equipment, if you need fast pitch or slow pitch softball equipment, if you just need a hat or a glove for the kid, or if you need shoes for yourself or the kid, this is where you go. Bat bags, gloves, cleats, bats, uniforms, catcher's equipment, they will have what you need for your kid. And they will let you, if it's not exactly, which I can find hard to imagine, hanging on the shelf there for you, they'll get it ordered for you and get it here as quick as they can. Stop in and see them today. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lips, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lips. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service, Kearney.
Brennan Farms and Livestock would like to congratulate all the Overton High graduates. Good luck in all you do in your futures. May your new journey in life bring you lots of joy and success. From all of us at Brennan Farms and Livestock in Overton. High Game Feedlot wants the Cozad High graduates of 2008 to have a happy, successful, and prosperous futures. From your friends and fans at High Game Feedlot in Cozad, the Cattleman's Cattle Feeder, proudly supporting our Cozad graduates.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we're having our biggest sale of the year. Right now, when you buy three premium 80,000-mile Euro Tour radials, you'll get the fourth one free. We're talking a savings of up to $130 on a set. Plus, at Big O, our premium 60,000-mile Bigfoot all-terrains are also buy three, get the fourth free, saving you as much as $200 on a set. So if you're looking to save 25% on great tires, get to Big O now. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, we hope the storms that they're predicting are not too severe and rolling in tonight. But I'll tell you what, if you want, I think tonight could be a pivotal time. If we get a bad storm and you look out at your yard and you go, where is it? Well, I'll tell you what, you probably didn't have it properly ready to go, and Matt and the gang at Curbit can do that for you. They have got stamped curbing. They have got landscaping that is going to survive the type of weather that we get here in Nebraska. Your flower beds, your pathways, your walkways, your sandboxes, water runoff control and drainage is what they do their very, very best. Plus, they make it look great for you. Border applications from Curbit are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs and reduces edging and trimming by 75%. Matt and the gang want to talk with you today. You can find out a whole lot more about them on the net, curbit.net. Curb, C-U-R-B, it, curbit.net. And you can find out a whole lot more, or you can contact Matt at 237-4805, 237-4805. Stamp curbing, lighted curbing. You just want to get something out there for the kids, they've got it all for you. And you can do that by visiting curbit.net. Tomorrow on the show, Rob Childress, the head baseball coach at Texas A&M, is going to join us on the program. Daddy will be back in studio. I will be at Bertrand for the D8 District Track Meet, which we'll be doing reports from all day long. Don't forget, Royals baseball is coming your way tonight, and all 10 games of this homestand. Currently, they are taking on the Angels. Then Baltimore and Detroit come in before the Royals have to hit the road for, I believe, what is a 9-game road swing. We want to thank Kansas City Royals starting pitcher Luke Hochever for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Also, Nebraska's starting linebacker Tyler Wertman out of Grand Island Central Catholic and the head track coach at Shelton, home of the Bulldogs, Ron Blaze, for joining us and giving us a little preview of his team and the D8 meet tomorrow at Bertrand. Again, log on and vote on the Prairie Hills poll with one question. How do you think the Huskers will do against Texas A&M this weekend? You can also get on the blog and give us your thoughts anytime on ESPNSuperstation.com. For Derek, this is Doug. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.